Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody. It's another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. It's Jamie Malm, and I'm here with Josh Watson.
Hi, Josh. Good to be here. Hello. How are we doing today?
Good. Can't complain. Nobody cares anyway. So it's a good day.
Amen. Amen. So excited to be here.
I do feel like spring is finally maybe coming, which I'm super excited about.
Me too. We'll take it. I woke up today, walked outside. It looked like it was going to be cold, but it was pretty warm.
Yeah.
So it was a pleasant surprise.
Well, we are talking today about wrapping up quarter one. So quarter one's behind us, which seems a little bit crazy. So we're going to talk through really some key things. Marketing trends, number one, right? What worked, maybe what didn't. We're going to talk about best practices for client communication. And that's been a big one this quarter with all the market volatility. And then maybe some key industry events that we feel like it's important for all of you to be in the know on, because it does impact things with our clients.
It's been an interesting first quarter, to say the least. So a lot happening, a lot going on. So I think this is a very timely topic and excited to talk about it today.
Let's talk about marketing trends first. So there were some new things that popped up this quarter, because we've been hearing about them for maybe the last 6 months or so, but some new adoption, I think, this quarter that has been exciting to see what some of the results are. We had one vendor in particular, which I'm hesitant to name, but I will, and I'll just be clear, we're not recommending them. We don't have any affiliation with them, but we've gotten lots of questions and interest, and so far, things look like they're headed in the right direction with them. It's Apex.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about Apex. This is a little bit of a new one for me as well.
Yeah. Apex. I probably won't do them justice if they were on themselves explaining what they do, but the bottom line, they tout that they will get you in front of 40 qualified high net worth appointments in 4 months or money back. Right. So these are not leads. These are appointments, which if you were around 20 years ago in this industry, pre-set appointments were all the rage and left much to be desired for the most part. These are truly in the advisor's control, my understanding is, on what they deem to be quality. So if you meet with somebody and they don't have any money, or they don't show up for the appointment, or you just feel like this is not somebody that's even in my demographic, it doesn't count towards your 40. And at the end of 4 months, then it's on the vendor to make sure that they got you in front of those people, or you don't owe them to be part of the program. So that, of course, anytime you have a strong guarantee like that, it's generating a lot of buzz. So we've had several advisors decide to pull the plug. And I was like, no, we're not killing anybody.
pull the string.
It's early morning here. But yeah, we've had several decide to move forward with that. And so far, so good. The feedback that we're getting is really good. So if you're interested in it, or it sounds like something that you're like, okay, maybe that's too good to be true, or I'd like to see some more on that. They do demo calls, which I think is the first step that they recommend. And they're the first to say, like, we're not for everybody. They're not inexpensive. So it is a fairly sizable investment up front. The nice thing about that, I believe, is that you do have that guarantee on the back end that you should be in front of 40 qualified people for the investment that you're making.
I think that's really cool. I think it's a good alternative to like a smart asset. We've had advisors maybe a little bit turned off by them because, you know, they share leads and things like that. This sounds like it would be a good alternative to that.
Yeah, that's a good point. They are exclusive, so you're not sharing anything with anybody, of course. So if it sounds like something that you're interested in, I would say go to just Google Apex Marketing. I can't remember what their website is off the top of my head, but that is, for example, as we pay vendor bucks and things towards outside vendors, that's a perfect example of something that isn't necessarily something that has any affiliation with us, but you can use your marketing dollars and we can pay them directly if it's something that you decide you want to utilize.
Exactly. So yeah, good. That's great. Good to hear. New vendor. And it sounds like people that have used them have seen results. So that's good to hear.
Yep. I feel like we should come back and do like a summary of or a recap on some of these that are just getting started. We have some that are nearing the end and feedback is, yep, they're quality people and, you know, things are moving forward. So I really haven't heard much negative yet, but we'll keep you posted. The second thing is using AI. So Wealthfeed, I'm sure there are lots of companies like this. Wealthfeed is one that I'm a little more familiar than some others, but we've had some early adopters with our advisors that have done some phenomenal, impressive, just mind-blowing things with AI that we'll probably look back on and, you know, in 20 years, it'll be like, oh yeah, no big deal. But right now, it's kind of hard to fathom what we're really able to do with AI. It's pretty impressive.
I think it's impressive. And what's cool is it's pretty simple to use, you know, like AI is, you know, it just works. So it's really easy to use, which I like. And we're kind of at the, you know, the very beginning of it. So it's a good opportunity to get in there and start using it. And then as it continues to advance, you're up to speed on what's going on and you can advance right along with it.
So Wealthfeed is a vendor that utilizes AI to help you find people with money in motion. You can filter by specific topics like people that have recently changed jobs or recently gotten married, recently retired, gone through a divorce. There are all kinds of criteria, which is kind of scary in and of itself that it can locate all this information, but it is specific info. It is like, here's their name, here's their contact information, here's their address. So if you go to Wealthfeed, and again, I don't remember if it's actually wealthfeed.com, but if you Google it, you'll get out there. It'll show you all the categories, all the filters. You pay, I believe, an annual subscription to have access to this database. And then you can decide, you know, what categories of people do you want to drill down into? So as an example, we talk a lot, Josh, you and I, about tapping into 401k rollover marketing. Well, it has been difficult in the past to drill down into specific contact information, right? We know the companies, but not necessarily the people.
Good point. So this will allow you to expand upon that. You can actually see who they are. So, right. You know, we know a company's done mass layoffs. With Wealthfeed, you can actually, okay, what were, you know, who are the specific employees that were actually laid off? So gives you more detail.
Yeah. It's, so that's the database that you have access to. And then if I'm remembering correctly, the people that you purchase, the leads, if you will, you then pay an extra dollar per person. So a dollar, you think about, well, I'm getting what I pay for. These are not leads, right? These are not people that have asked for anything, but you know, hey, they've just gone through a life event where there's probably something that I can help with. So the opportunities there are endless with how you want to target. If you want to just drop something easy in the mail, if you want to put them on a drip email list, if you want to invite them to an event, but really cool opportunity and probably just, you know, like I said, we're scratching the surface of what AI can really do. But Wealthfeed, I think, would be a really easy way to kind of dip your toe in and say, all right, let me benefit from some of this data that we can gather through some of these outside vendors that do this. So that's a cool one, one that we've seen have an increased usage.
Great way to build your database. If you're looking to build your database, a marketing database, this is a great way to do that. You know, in the past, people used to talk about purchasing email lists. Right. And we know that didn't work. It just got get you in trouble with the the email police. This is a great alternative to that, where you're actually getting good information and it's a way you can build out your database.
That's such a good point. And it's something we were asked about a lot. Like, why can't I just go buy email lists? And you can't. I mean, it's the data's not good. You risk getting blacklisted. It's not that easy. Now, though, you could go in and say, well, yeah, let me purchase a list of however many people that have, you know, recently changed jobs, and I'll market 401k rollover mistakes. If you do any kind of marketing to women in transition, those that have just gone through a divorce would be a huge one. Young people that have just gotten married, if you're somebody that handles life insurance or things like that. I mean, the opportunities are really endless. So I think that's a really cool one. And then, not to be outdone, we've got some tried but true strategies where a combo of going back to using hard mailers has actually seen kind of a rebound, if you will, in some of the marketing results that we've seen that have been primarily digital over the last couple of years.
That's a good point. I think you're right. We've seen more people go the digital route over the last couple of years. And for whatever reason, now mailers are starting to pull again. And so you're starting to see kind of people do a combo between the two of maybe advertising a workshop both online, but also doing a mailing on top of it.
Yeah, I think the combo is key there. We're not saying stop doing digital, but the combo, our vendors are very good about being transparent, and they will actually, most of them, they'll either provide all of the information online for us to get online at any time and see exactly how did this area pull, what were the results, or they'll send us a recap. And that combo has been doing 1.5 on average, which I don't think we've seen over 1% on average in a decade. I mean, 1.5, if you're doing mailers, you know that that's an average number is pretty impressive. So I like that that's making a comeback.
A 1.5% return on a mailing and a workshop is really strong. So yeah, I mean, that's tough to pass up, and just goes to show you, I mean, if as long as you're consistent, you should get in front of people if you use a combo mailing and digital advertising.
Yeah, where you got to be open to the industry evolving, right? We've got to stay consistent with marketing, but it doesn't mean we have to get stuck in a rut on doing the same things. And we're fortunate that we have experts in all of these areas that can tell us, hey, things are shifting, shift with it. You know, we can take feedback from others. We can get feedback from other advisors. There's, you know, everybody at Gradient is so open with sharing, hey, what's working, here's what's not. So not only are the vendors being very transparent, but our advisors are extremely open with each other, sharing exactly what works. I just had a vendor send me a mailer that another advisor said, you know what, I'm going to totally tweak this and I'm going to change it up and I'm going to see what happens. Nobody wants to be a guinea pig. Like, who wants to be that guy? We always want to be like, nope, give me the tried and true. But this gentleman said, I'm going to make some adjustments here. And results were dramatically different than what they had been getting. And he said, yeah, share it with everybody. And I think that's the spirit of what we want to have happen with things like this. What's working? What's not? Let's all help each other figure out what's makes the most sense for you right now.
The other cool thing is I feel like when we first started doing online advertising to fill workshops, yeah, there were only a couple of options, right? Couple of companies you could work with. Now there's multiple companies. So they're all competing now. They're all very transparent. And so you can see who's getting the results and what's working. So that's been really nice.
So let's talk briefly about some things that haven't worked. I don't know that the list is very long. There's always, there's always one-offs, right? Well, oh, that didn't go very well. But for everybody that you said, oh, that didn't work, we'll get five other calls saying that was tremendous. The one thing for me anyway, and I don't know if yours is different, I would say the one thing for me most recently that I have heard fairly consistently that people are struggling with is webinars.
Webinars, yes. And it's been a challenge, right? So every now and then talk to somebody, they're like, oh man, crushed it with doing a webinar. Very rarely, though. So webinars are still tough to convert to appointments into business.
Cold webinars, right? If you don't have a strong niche or, mm-hmm. you know, something where you've got kind of a captive audience already, if you're talking cold invites to webinars, what we're seeing is the registration numbers look really good. So people are scrolling through Facebook. The information about the webinar is enticing, kind of like your seminar. And they, yeah, I'd like that. And click to register. It's easy, right? But there's no real strong commitment there. And so then when it comes time for the webinar, and this is just human nature, we get busy, we're distracted. Maybe we hop on and spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, something happens somewhere else and, you know, we're off of it. And that has been the challenge. It's not getting people to register, but then it's even more disappointing because you think, awesome, I had these really high registration numbers. I'm going to be in front of all these people. But think about when you attend a webinar, how alert, attentive are you to even a 20-minute webinar? And 20 minutes is on the short end of what a lot of people do. You try to go longer than that, you're definitely going to drop people. And it's just so easy to forget or something else came up and I'm busy and I'm not going to log on. So that continues, I think, to be a challenge for most.
Webinar, yeah. I mean, and when you think about a webinar, you're right. You get busy. You're like, you know what? I'll just catch next week's webinar. It's not like a set event, like a seminar where you're like, I mean, this is it. It's this week. Everybody just feels like, there'll be another one. I'll hop on there.
Right.
You know, next time. So they're tough. I would agree. I think webinars, you got to look at them as maybe another way to build your database, right? So we get a list of names, contact information. Tough to get appointments, but if you've got good marketing behind the scenes, good processes to stay in front of people, you'll probably eventually convert some of those, but it's just a little bit longer process to do that.
I will say, and transitioning then to our next topic, which is helping to build stronger client relationships through communication, webinars are a great way to provide extra value to your current clients. Even if they're not listening, even if they don't stay on, you continually being in front of them on timely topics that they are thinking about or they're seeing in the headlines or, you know, they're wondering about, knowing that you're a resource for that is solidifying that relationship. So that would be one area that I think, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Webinars are great for your database, just difficult to sometimes convert cold leads to prospects.
Right. You're exactly right. Webinars for existing clients, lunch and learns, things like that. Great way to bring value to your clients, the existing clients. But again, tough to maybe convert somebody to a new client.
So let's expand on existing clients a little bit, because anytime we have market volatility, like this first quarter has seen, that is the time when it's more important than ever to be over communicating with clients, right? People are getting a little freaked out. And even if you're an insurance only agent, you're not somebody that has their money under management. Think about, they still likely have money at risk. They might have a 401k or they have money somewhere else. Best practices for client communication are to be proactive and reach out to them with addressing some of the things that you know they have concerns about before they come to you.
Yeah, check in with them. You know, make a Care Bear call. Those go a long way. Good opportunity to get kind of a pulse check on what people are thinking. You're probably going to get generally the same, you know, concerns. So it's good to reach out and just, you know, figure out what people are thinking and how you can help them through that.
Sometimes people just need a little reassurance, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, we already designed your plan for this. You know, we stress test your plan. You have this much money allocated to safety. Here's your written income plan that's not going to be impacted by some of these dips in the market. This is, you know, something that we had already planned for ahead of time. So volatility doesn't ever feel good, and people have short-term memories, right? Last couple of years have been really good, and we forget then sometimes that, markets don't always go up. Sometimes there are some dips. Logically, I think everybody knows that. Emotionally, though, it's another thing to, you know, talk yourself off the ledge sometimes. So hearing from you, the advisor, is going to be key, reminding them of their plan or asking if they want to make any adjustments. And I know we talked more about that last week in more detail, but best practices for client communication, you already touched on it. Webinars are a big one. You can do those at least monthly so easily. You know, just record something, email it out to your database, promote it, let them know that this is a topic you're going to be covering. Lunch and learns you mentioned, which I think is a big one. We have lots of advisors that do their lunch and learns. What are some other ways that you have heard other advisors that stay in touch with clients? Anything else that you can think of?
Yeah, I think the lunch and learns are great. You know, bringing clients into the office, you know, and getting in front of
You mentioned
them
the Care Bear calls, which I don't know that we explained. We call them Care Bear calls, which I think came from one of our advisors years ago. He had a woman in his office and literally her job title was like Care Bear, right? That was her job, was to make clients feel warm and fuzzy, to make sure that they felt taken care of. And so those Care Bear calls kind of stuck, that name, but calling no other reason than just we're checking in to see how you're feeling about things.
Exactly. And I think with the Care Bear calls right now, with everything going on, if you can reach out and say, hey, a lot going on, I know you're probably concerned, but guess what? You're good to go. We've built a bulletproof retirement plan for you. No worries. That you're exactly right. Now they feel good about that. And to me, you want to get a referral. That's how you do it. Hey, you're good to go. Yep. They know they're good to go. They've probably got friends that are concerned. They're going to talk. And when they're like, well, my plan's great, I'm doing well, you may get some referrals out of that as well.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's switch gears to then, what are some things happening right now? Key, like industry type events or just things going on in the world that our advisors might want to be up to date on so that you can be proactive with kind of setting fears at ease and talking through some of these things with clients.
Yeah. I mean, you look over the last several years, a lot of the, you know, the Fed policy, inflation rates, that was a big topic of discussion. It's kind of shifted a little bit, with just, you know, what the government's changed, right? What they're focused on. So that's got us all thinking about different things now.
Yeah. Tariffs obviously are going to continue to be a hot topic. Some of the government spending, the waste, that's putting more of a focus on, you know, Social Security and is it going to be there? And we're seeing kind of a comeback of questions around that topic. The main thing I think right now is just the uncertainty and the unknown. So trying to stay ahead of, you know, what is the impact of this? It can change on a dime. I mean, these headlines about tariffs and monetary policy and what the Fed's going to do and what are interest rate, how are interest rates going to react? It would be near impossible to continually stay in front of your clients with, let me make sure you're aware of this, which is why we want to be the calm amongst the storm, right? We want to recap on a regular basis what's happening, but we want to encourage our clients not to chase headlines, right? Not to trade headlines, but focus on their long-term goals and their long-term plan. And it's okay, right? If we're revisiting their risk tolerance, but only, I would say that only makes sense if their goals have changed. If something has changed, it can't just be, I want to go all in cash because I'm freaked out about the market dip. We have to be able to explain, here's what's happening, right? Here are the headlines. As quick as the market has been reacting to tariff announcements, it can go the other way. If you're watching the news at all, just intraday, it can be fluctuating. So really focusing on not trading headlines and focusing on the long-term goal, reminding people of how you have them allocated will be really important, especially as they get kind of sucked into all the media attention around what's happening.
There's always noise. It seems like right now there's just a lot more noise. So yeah, just like you said, staying out in front of it with one tweet, you know, one tweet, the market could go down or up. I mean, it's crazy. So that's why it's important to have a solid plan, make sure you're allocated correctly. And, this too shall pass, right? Just like it always has over time, markets always go up. So just weather the storm.
So recap, three takeaways that I would say. If we go back to marketing trends, if you feel like you need to update your marketing action plan for this year, let's talk, right? You should really have one or two primary ways that you're going to be bringing in prospects, and then maybe three to four secondary ways in doing that. And if that's something that you haven't revisited in a while, if you feel like something isn't working as well as you want it to, let's talk and let's kind of revisit your goals and how best to achieve those and get something customized for you.
Agree. Yeah. Good opportunity. Yeah. So if it didn't work first quarter, let's make some adjustments. Or if, you know, you wanted to do some things that you didn't do, let's get them done. So good opportunity to look at your marketing action plan. Call us. We'd be more than happy to help you through that.
And then on best practices for client communication, it can be a little overwhelming, right? If you're like, I want to do all these things. I would say if you're somebody that feels like your communication to clients could improve, pick one thing and pick that one thing to change for this next quarter. Whether that's doing webinars, whether you want to get a lunch and learn done, whether you want to start making Care Bear calls, pick one of them, do that thing really well this next quarter, and then you can start to build upon that. Because it can be easy to get lost in all the things you want to do, and then we end up doing nothing.
You're exactly right. Just pick one thing. That's it. Get it going and then build from there.
And then on the kind of the state of the economy and what's going on in the world, there's lots of resources for you to share with clients. In fact, we just started sending out yesterday like an FAQ, a consumer letter, GI put together some talking points. We've had insurance companies that have been providing, you know, really detailed analysis on things that should be considered, maybe what the potential impact is going to be, the outlook. So there's no shortage of content. If you're having trouble kind of figuring out, I don't know how to whittle this down into something that's a short, concise, valuable message for clients, call us on that. We can help you. But don't let it just be out there. Your clients are consuming so much information. You're consuming so much information that it's getting lost and communication from you is getting muddied.
Agree. The other thing, and I've sat on a webinar yesterday, these insurance companies have done a really good job, in my opinion, communicating, doing their own webinars and what these terrorists mean and what could possibly happen. So hop on one of those and if you're just not feeling comfortable with that, and you'll learn a lot. And so then you can take that and pass it along to your clients. So don't forget about that.
And I think overall, the end of each quarter, it feels like a fresh start, right? What went well? What didn't? What do we need to change? What do we want to keep going with? So evaluate your own practice and take a moment to step back and one, congratulate yourself for the wins. There's probably a lot of things to celebrate that went well this first quarter. This can be an industry that's constantly like, you know, okay, on to the next. And we don't ever take a moment to say, you know what, that was really cool or that went well. And, you know, I want to take a moment to appreciate that. But also then, if something didn't go as well as you want, what can we adjust? What can we change? Or what can we change? And that might be something you want to call us on, something that you feel like you need a lot of extra support with. That's where we can step in. We're always happy to help. So I think that does it for us today.
Yes. Yeah. Great episode. Appreciate everybody that we work with. And it's been a great first quarter. And let's keep it rolling.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next time.